Welcome back to Radio Boston. I'm Kimberly Atkins. Boston has some of the worst traffic in the country. A Mass Inc. poll last week found that commutes are so bad, some people are considering leaving the region altogether. To see what other places are doing to ease road congestion, WBUR's Zeninjor and Wameka recently traveled to Mexico City to report on their bus system. Here's her series, Viva Buses, has been airing all week, and she joins us now. Zeninjor, thanks so much.
Hi, Kimberly. Thanks for having me.
So first off, I want to know, what made Mexico City the destination when looking at public transportation?
Yeah, well, buses took me there. And, you know, Mexico City has what's considered a world-class bus rapid transit system. Their system is called Metrobus, and it's really a fast, efficient, and reliable bus service. And it moves a lot of people down there. And I should note, too, that many cities in the world have this type of bus system. The first BRT system actually started in Brazil. And now you can find these systems throughout Latin America, as well as in Europe, Africa, and Asia. There's also a few cities in the U.S. that have it, too.
So you were there. Tell us what these systems are like.
Yeah, so the system really mimics a rail experience. I think that's the best way to describe it. It really feels like you're riding a subway. And that's for a few reasons. The buses have their own separate lanes, so they have they also have priority at traffic signals, so the buses can clear intersections much faster. And boarding the buses is also similar to a subway, too. You pay at the station instead of on board. So you're not waiting for everyone to tap their card. You're also able to just board through any door. It's really just so much faster and more comfortable, too, because you're on a platform, kind of like a subway. So you don't have to climb on the bus. You just walk forward. And I noticed that that made it easier for people with mobility issues, too, to get on the bus.
So these aren't the buses we see going up and down Com Ave, clearly. So did you find that Mexico City had things that we could learn from, things that the MBTA can learn from?
Yeah, well, Mexico City is interesting to look at because it's a massive city, 10 million people in the city alone, about 21 million in the metro area. So that's a lot of people who need to get around there. And Mexico City built its BRT system fairly recently. The first line opened in 2006, and that was just after a couple years of planning. And their newest line actually just opened last year. They've seen a lot of success so far. The system has actually reduced travel times by 40%, according to officials there. And it moves 1.5 million riders every day, which is more than what the entire MBTA moves daily. I spoke to a lot of the riders down there. Here's Javier Paz, who works in downtown Mexico City.
Metrobus is really, really, really useful for people like me that use it every day for work. It's a matter of economy, too, because six pesos for a ride to south, to north, to the city is great.
The system is really popular there, as you can hear. And, you know, it's so popular that the system is just about maxed out. I mean, the buses get really packed down there during rush hour.
OK, so you rode these buses. Tell us what you think about them.
Yeah, so I actually rode almost every line in the system. There's 7 lines altogether in Mexico City. I think there is only maybe 2 that I didn't get to, but I did a lot of bus rides. And I have to say, you know, I ride the bus pretty regularly here in Boston. So it's interesting to compare that experience. And, you know, in Boston, I'm so used to waiting a really long time. Sometimes the buses don't come. You're waiting forever. I'm sure many people can relate to that. And that just wasn't the case in Mexico City. Mm-hmm. I never had to wait for a metro bus. They just kept coming, even when it was really busy and packed. They kept coming one after the other. And I actually learned from visiting a control center down there that the buses are spaced just 2-3 minutes apart, sometimes even less than that in rush hour. It's definitely a much different bus experience. But I have to say, I did have an interesting experience in Mexico City where I was out at a meeting and there was no BRT line around me. And so I did what I usually do in Boston, which is I called an Uber. And it was actually kind of a mistake. I ended up just frustrated and stuck in Mexico City's rush hour, and I made this recording.
All right. So I'm currently sitting in an Uber and sort of experiencing the other side here. We've just passed a couple of metro bus stations along Reforma, and they've just sped right past us and supposed to be somewhere at 5:30. And I'm just watching our navigation here tick up. Now it's giving me an estimate of 5:45, and these metro buses have just sped right on past us, and we're just stuck here in traffic.
Yeah, so at that moment, I really experienced what I heard from a lot of metro bus riders there, which is that, you know, the metro bus system is great, but they want more of it because it's really only centrally located in Mexico City and it doesn't reach all parts of the
city. Wow, wow. So you went down with a group of business leaders from Boston who were part of a research trip. What were their takeaways?
Yeah, they were pretty impressed by the system. I think some folks felt that, you know, if Mexico City could make this work, we could certainly make something like it work here. As you know, transportation is such a huge challenge for our region, and several local business groups have been gathering to discuss possible solutions. The group that went down to Mexico City from the Alliance for Business Leadership really wanted to gather information and experience the system firsthand. So they spent 3 days down there, and at the end of the trip gathered to discuss their impressions and what they want to do back in Boston. So here's Beverly Armstrong of Brazo Fuerte Artisanal Beer, Dave McLaughlin of WeWork, and Joanne Pokaski of Beth Israel.
I can now see ways that we can reduce that time and make the system much more efficient, which is helpful for my customers, certainly getting to my place of business.
If you close your eyes, you feel like you're on a subway because the speed of people getting on and off and then the speed that the vehicle's moving, it just feels like the subway. So I think that's awesome and a little bit enlightening for me.
Transportation is also a big workforce issue, and how can we raise transportation when we're talking about our workforce issues and make sure more people understand that this is a problem we need to be focusing on for the health of our economy.
Yeah, so everyone went home with some different ideas of what they'd like to see in Boston and how they might advocate for it. And as you heard there, you know, these are critical issues that affect everyone, obviously. And there's certainly a lot of interest now in the business community to really think about policies, solutions, things that maybe the business community could push for.
So what is the T doing that's anything remotely like what's happening in Mexico City in the few seconds we have left?
Yeah, well, actually, you know, communities in Greater Boston have been testing elements of bus rapid transit. So you're seeing several bus lanes in throughout the region, Arlington, Cambridge, Boston, Everett. So far, these bus lanes have you know, worked. They've sped up commutes, reduced travel times. And I spoke with some riders who are on some of these bus lanes that you're seeing popping up. I went over to Mount Auburn Street, where there's a bus-only lane between Watertown and Cambridge, and spoke to Morgan Burke, who is a student.
In the era before the bus lane, it took a lot longer. Right now, during rush hour, it takes maybe 20 minutes.
What was it like before?
Like at least 10 minutes longer.
Oh, so it's been faster for you.
Yeah, it's been faster.
Yeah, so, you know, some of the riders here in the Boston area are getting a little bit of a taste of bus rapid transit, but there's still a ways to go to get a full-on BRT system.
WBUR reporter Zeninjor Nwameka, if you want to see photos of the Mexico BSU system, her series is available on our website, radioboston.org. Zeninjor, thanks so much for joining us.
Sure, thanks.